начинать. Проходите вперед. Lord Jesus, we invite your presence. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Just fill this place with your atmosphere. Release heaven tonight. Release the realm of encounters tonight. Realm of encounters, we invite you. King of glory, we worship you. everywhere we go. Oh, yes. Spirit of freedom. Freedom is a person. His name is Jesus Christ. And freedom that you have given us. We thank you that we can carry you everywhere we go. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are the dwelling place of God. And we thank you that we can carry you everywhere we go. We can touch the lives of people all around us. We can change the lives of people all around us if we truly walk in freedom of Jesus Christ. Even tonight, give us a bigger dose of freedom. Freedom in our minds. Freedom in our minds from lies. To be free. Do a work in our hearts. words in our hearts, Lord. Lord, you said that you will establish your church, and the gates of hell will not be able to prevail it. That is the church of Jesus Christ. The church of Jesus Christ, that no gates of hell can prevail. The church of Jesus, that is the true church of Jesus Christ. A glorious church that walks in freedom. She walks in freedom and she carries freedom everywhere she goes. A burning church. A burning church. We're decreeing a burning church. Burning church in this age. Oh, we're maturing. We're rising up. We're burning. And there's more of us now. And there's more of us now. Move of God. It's contagious. It's contagious. It's contagious. It's contagious. It's contagious. It's going all over the nations. It's going all over this region. Everywhere. Everywhere. Every little corner on this earth. We're decreeing kingdom is coming. Kingdom is invading. Kingdom is advancing all over this earth. We're decreeing kingdom days. We're decreeing kingdom days. We're decreeing kingdom days. We're living in kingdom days. We're decreeing harvest days. Harvest days. We're decreeing harvest days. Decreeing harvesters, laborers are rising up right now. They're rising up right now. They're being sent out right now. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Jesus, release apostolic witness on this earth. Let your kingdom come. This earth and this creation is groaning. It's groaning on the inside, awaiting for manifestation of the sons of God, for the revealing of the sons of God on this earth. Lord, this earth is waiting for apostolic movement. For apostolic movement. Apostolic movement. Prophesying apostolic movement. Prophesying apostolic movement. Apostolic movement. Apostles of Jesus Christ. They're being raised up. They're being raised up. They're being raised up. They're being commissioned. They're being commissioned. They're sending out. They're getting ready to be revealed. A new generation of apostles. A new generation of apostles. New generation of apostles are being getting ready to be revealed in this earth. A new generation of prophets are being getting ready to be revealed on this earth. Lord, raise up a new generation leadership. New generation leadership. Come on, pray with us tonight. We're just decreeing some things. Decreeing it into the atmosphere. Pray with us tonight. Decree with us tonight. These are the kingdom days. A voice must rise up in this earth, asking the Lord of the harvest to release the apostolic witness. How is the harvest going to come if they don't hear the gospel being preached? If they don't see the kingdom being demonstrated, someone must be sent out. Many will be sent out. Many. We're transitioning into that stage where church is going to look very different. No more will be contained in these four walls. You know what? That's the true kingdom. That's the true kingdom. We're out there and we're demonstrating His kingdom. Thank you. apostolic witness on the earth. So this generation can receive you, Jesus. This generation would respond in a right way to you, Jesus. Raise up messengers. Raise up messengers. Burning ones. I would go all over the earth and preach the gospel of the kingdom. Gospel of Jesus Christ. So that nations can respond in the correct way. Nations can respond to the invitation. Lord, we believe that we could be the generation that sees your coming. If we could just respond in the right way. Lord, send out laborers into the field. Send out laborers into the field.
You are the bright.
Corinthians chapter 2. Paul wrote to the Corinthians and he said, "My message was not sent forth in persuasive words of wisdom, but they were in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power, which is approved by the Spirit and power of God, operating on me and stirring in the midst of my hearers the most holy emotions, and thus persuading them, so that the faith of men might not rest in the wisdom of men," right? "But in the power of God." We're stepping into a time where we're really going to see a demonstration of power of Holy Spirit, power of God. And Paul, he talked about that. And I really feel like right now would be a good time to just make some decrees and just decree this time coming where we no longer have to hear stories of other people. We will have our own stories where God will use us, right? Holy Spirit, demonstration of the kingdom, power of God and Holy Spirit. Lord, we know this time is upon us where you are releasing your power in the earth for demonstration that you are real, that you are alive, and that you're coming down. You're coming to take over the nations because you're the rightful king, king of every nation. You're the king of this earth. Lord, we're just decreeing and prophesying that we're a generation that is going to see greater works. Greater works. We're a generation that's going to see greater works. We're going to walk in power. We're going to walk in power. We're going to be consumed by the Holy Spirit. Fully possessed by the Holy Spirit. Fully possessed by the Holy Spirit. A church that will be fully possessed by Jesus Christ. Even now, Lord, touch us. Give us a revelation of what that looks like, that we can begin to move in that way. Give us a visitation, outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that we would be baptized with Holy Spirit and power. Release a visitation upon your church. Acts 2 visitation, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Let there be a manifestation of power, manifestation of fire, like we've never seen before, like we've never experienced before. Release your power, release your might, first to the church. Baptize us, first to the church. Come to the church, come to your church. Baptize us in the Holy Spirit and power, Holy Spirit and fire. Baptize us, release fresh fire, outpouring first in the church so that we can take it to this world. Release it to the church, Lord. Visitation, visitation, visitation. Release a visitation, release an awakening in the church, outpouring, that we would not be sleeping, that we would not be complacent, that we would not be satisfied, that we would become hungry again, that we would burn again. Release it, Lord. Outpouring, outpouring. We need more than words, Jesus. And this is what you want. Right now we're praying out of your desires. We're praying out of your heart. This is what you want. This is what you desire. That we would not just speak words, but there would be genuine power. Genuine power from heaven upon the words that we speak. That our words would be anointed. That our words would be like the sword, cutting. Cutting right through, Lord. greater authority. Release authority. Fullness of the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that was upon you, Jesus, that would be upon our church, would be upon your people. The same Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, that we would walk in the fullness of God, that our words would carry weight, would cause atmospheric shift, would break things, dismantle things, displace things, rebuild, restore, deliver. Give us power in the word. Give us power in the word to declare your message. So that people would experience power encounters with you. They would not run after men and the wisdom of man and philosophy of men and different doctrines and theologies and theories. Lord, that they would follow you, they would hear your voice in the midst of us crying out, that there would be something so real, so authentic. It's a sword that would cut through. Anoint the words. Anoint the words to destroy the darkness and build the kingdom. We want to be effective. We want to be effective. Lord, we're going for a maximum effect. We're not settling for minimum effect. Maximum effect. Anoint the words upon our lips. Anoint the words upon our lips. Give us power to prophesy. Give us power to decree. Give us power to shake regions. Give us power to shake regions, cities. Tribe of Judah, roar through your church. Roar through your church. Let them hear the sound of heaven. Let them hear the sound of heaven. Let them be on the, let them hear that frequency. Feel that frequency of heaven. Something supernatural. Something supernatural. That they would be awakened and know that something real and something authentic is happening. We're tired of powerless Christianity. We're tired of just hearing the words. We want to hear words of Jesus. We want to see Jesus manifesting. Jesus manifesting. Let men move to the side. We want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus in the spotlight. Let men move to the side. We want to see Jesus. And we will not settle for anything less than Jesus. We will not settle for anything less. We're not going to settle for men. If God can come down in the times of Moses in the desert and people could see God with their physical eyes, that's the Old Testament. Then why are we settling now under a better covenant? Why are we just settling for men? Yes, God uses men But we want Jesus. We want Jesus. We want to see Jesus. We're okay with being in the shadows. Jesus, you take the spotlight. We're okay with standing back. Jesus, you take the first place. You're the rightful owner. You're the master of all things, master of all realms. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge.
We'll be right back.
step into this generation, God. Come step into our generation, God. Come step into our nation, God. Come step into our nation. Come step into our hearts, God. Come step in with your power. Come step in with your glory. Come step in with your fire, God. Come step into us, God, with the very kingdom of God that's filled with signs and wonders and miracles. Come step into this generation, God. Come step into this generation. Come step into the hearts of this generation, God. This generation will not settle for less. This generation will not settle for less, God. There is more. There is more. There is more. There is more, God. There is a fire that we have not seen before, God. There is a burning that we have not seen before, that we have not felt before, God. But we believe in it. God, there is a fire that burns. There is a fire that burns within us, God, that we have not seen, that we only dream of, God. We only imagine, God. Release that fire upon this generation. Release the burning upon this generation. Awaken our hearts, God. Awaken the hearts of this generation, God. Awaken our families, God. Awaken our lives, God. Awaken our families. Awaken our friends, God. Release your burning in us, God. Release the burning in us, God. Come burn in us. Come burn in us. Right now. eyes that are set on heaven, eyes that are set on heaven, the eyes that are set on your kingdom, the eyes that are set on your kingdom, the eyes that are set on your prize, which is you.
Children, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you accept us as we are. Lord, we love your presence. We love what you're doing in the earth in our days. Thank you for putting us in this place for such a time as this. Thank you, Lord. You know, we had a good prayer today, but, you know, don't let it stop here. I was just reminded of all the people that are in the fields, missionaries and evangelists, many different ministers. There's many people that are in the fields, and, you know, their job is not easy. You know, we're here, we're home, we got families, we're doing things, but pray for these people. You know, when you remember, you know, your prayers, they don't have to be like 1 hour long. If you want to, that's great. But even a couple of minutes, just bless the people that are out there, missionaries. You know, pray, God, give them greater grace, more power of the Holy Spirit. These people need prayers. And there's also, like I'm seeing the young generation that's being raised up, a lot of them are called and set apart to go and be missionaries and prophetic evangelists and many, you know, different types of ministries being sent out. And it's like they're just under attack. There's such a fight, there's such a warfare around these people, a battle. And just pray for them that this, you know, this generation would rise up and take its place, you know, because a lot depends on new ministers, you know, being rising up and being sent out. And just pray greater grace on them, breakthrough over these people, because it's like it's really difficult battles that these people are going through. I'm just seeing things, and they need to overcome, because a lot of people out there depend on, you know, for these people to rise up. So I don't know if I'm making sense. Am I making sense? You guys understand what I'm saying? So I feel like there's this burden for intercession for this, you know, next generation leadership. We just need leadership. We need people that have really encountered Jesus face to face. You know, we need apostles, prophets, and the rest of the fivefold. We need missionaries. We need people. How are we supposed to bring in the harvest? You know, we could be praying here for decades, you know. But if we don't get, if people don't get sent out, this generation will not make a decision for Jesus, right? So there's got to be somebody out there. I understand there's people raised up to be intercessors, and that's what we do here. We just intercess that God would raise up people. I feel like that's the least we can do as Christians. Be, you know, if we're not the ones being out there, that here we are, we can intercess, like, you know, bring intercession before God and be here for these people. And so just something that's on my heart, and I just encourage you guys, if you ever remember, this is serious. I feel sometimes like we're just, you know, looking at my own life, you know, sometimes we don't take it seriously, and then it just like hits you. You're like, man, what are we doing? Like, are we playing church? What are we doing? You know what I mean? This is real. This is real. And it's like the Lord looks at us and He depends on us. He depends on His church. You know, we're like partnering with Him. And I just want to, you know, be the one that helps Him, you know, get that reward for the suffering, right? I don't want to be lazy. I don't want to be complacent. I want to burn. And just encourage you to stir yourself up, you know. Don't get lazy. Don't get distracted. You know, you're running a race. Keep going forward. You know, eyes on the prize. Keep going forward. And just remember that a lot is placed on this generation. A lot is placed on this church. You know, not just local church. I mean, in general, the church right now on the earth. And I believe we're living in amazing times. I believe so many things are going to pop, things that I think this earth has not seen. We're believing that, and that's what we're doing here. We're just declaring and prophesying. We're doing our job, declaring the power of God coming, declaring the fire of God coming. And the Lord, he responds to prayer. And I like this phrase, you know, what goes up must come down. So however long it takes, God, you're going to release the fire. Eventually the fire will fall, right? Amen. And I think another good prayer would be, God, you know, raise up a prayer movement all over the earth. I know there's many different prayer movements. I know one big one in Kansas City, you know, IHOP. They're awesome there. But I feel like there's got to be more people raised up as true intercessors, you know, standing before the Lord and just crying out, God, release, you know, outpouring, release revival. Somebody got to prophesy and declare over this generation. And man, these people carry great power because they have the ability to shift atmosphere with prayer. Prayer is powerful. It's dunamis power. You pray and you decree and stuff happens. And so just be encouraged. Don't think that you know, you're worthless. Your prayers are not going anywhere. You know what? Just if you feel weak, just get up and just do something about it. You know, we're called to be strong. We're called to burn. We're called to influence and affect and infect with the love of God and the fire of God. So thank you for coming out tonight.